Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Ecuador is another country that is in need of Christ. And we have the Keith and Mandy Morris family and their children who are serving the Lord down there. And they say thank you for your partnership with us as we continue to minister here in Ecuador. The year ended in reflection and how good the Lord has been to us and the church family here in Milagro. One of the last services of the year, we held a praise service where members and visitors had the opportunity to give thanks to God publicly and how He had been working in their lives. Although many had hardships, there was a resounding thankfulness to God for His goodness, protection, and provision. We thank the Lord for answering so many prayers on behalf of the ministry here. In 2025, we were able to see 18 souls saved in our church services as well as in our outreach efforts. And we've also seen some people finish discipleship studies as well as others step into new roles of service. And on a more personal note, our family has increased in our Spanish fluency this year, for which we are also thankful. And also, we've been able to book many of our furlough meetings for 2026. We'd like to book some more for the earlier part of the year to give us an opportunity to update churches on what He's doing here in Ecuador. Well, backing up to the month of November 2025, it started with the 18th birthday of our oldest daughter, Cecilia. As we stated before, she expressed the desire to serve the Lord in full-time missions. More specifically, she has a burden for the indigenous Kichwa people of South America. We're truly thankful for her surrender. We also thank the Lord for working in her heart and shaping her into a lovely young lady. We'll be preparing to bring her to Bible college, and we would appreciate your prayers for her and us as we step into this new chapter as a family. And also back in November, Mandy's mother and sister were able to visit with us. During this time, we were able to bring them to Cuenca. This was a trip with two purposes, enjoying the time together and also to visit the city. In this city, Azogues, it's about a 35-minute drive from Cuenca. We were accompanied by a local pastor as well as a member of his church to show us around. We surveyed the city fairly well and were able to see the layout of the city from a high-up vantage point. And we're still praying for the prospect of planting a church in this city, as well as another city that goes by the name of Gualaceo. We hope to visit Gualaceo upon our return to Ecuador in 2027. The population between these two cities is about 80,000 souls. And we would appreciate you praying with us for the Lord's leading as to where He would want us to plant a church in this region. Well, it's evident from the reading of this story, and of course I know these folk, they're finishing up their very first term on the mission field, and they progressed in the language, and they have a burden to go back and plant a church in a new area. And then it's exciting to me to hear about their daughter surrendering her life to serve the Lord in a full-time way, reaching people in South America with the gospel. Would you pray for the Keith Morris family? And they have a lot of things going on, a lot of transitions in their lives, and they need God's power in their lives as they serve Him together.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.